Before we start, there's one thing I wanted to tell you.
WABC. Elvira.
It's a Spanish song. It means the Vira.
Elvira.
My heart.
Heart's on fire.
Fire.
Elvira.
Gotta hear the part. Oh, we have to do a verse before we do the hook, don't we?
Well, yeah, you gotta do the voice before you get to the giddy up.
Yeah. Gotta eat your meat or you won't get your pudding. Someone did a joke once about the Oak Ridge Boys, and he said, the most entertaining thing about watching them is watching the other three pretend that it's okay that guy has that beard.
That's all right.
It's part of the job.
Oh, yeah. And that face.
Do you hear everyone getting ready? Literally moving forward to the edge of their seat? Because it's coming up.
It is. It's almost here.
Here we go.
Giddy up. Giddy up.
Which came first?
What?
This song or the Oompa Loompas?
Oh, the Oompa Loompas.
Roald Dahl.
Yeah, for a long time I thought his name was Ronald, and it was just a misprint. Because, you know, you don't hear
I am right there with you. I thought it was Ronald Dahl.
Hey, it's Ronald Dahl.
Yeah.
And I've got this rare book that calls him Rawald. I'm going to be a millionaire. Well, now, I intended to bail, but... I think we should hear it.
You?
I think we should hear it one more time.
It's coming again.
She's the mistress of the dark, you know.
She's on fire.
No, his heart's on fire for Elvira.
She's got the big hair.
Exactly. Uh-oh.
Giddy up. Giddy up.
And oh man. And they don't go away, they go away.
Key change!
Taking it to the bridge!
I'm afraid they might jump off. You know what? Why do you do a key change that close to the end of the record? Why bother?
Keep it spicy.
Yes, exactly. That's the motto of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Where's it? Did you turn it off?
No, that's how the record ends.
With the key change?
Yes.
Oh.
Because remember what the Oak Ridge Boys say. They say, keep it spicy.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey there. This is Katie with a very hateful thought of the day. I hate trying to make new friends. Of course, I can talk to just about anybody I meet for hours on end. All while probably subjecting myself to sunburn, hunger, and definitely thirst if I think I might make a friend from it. But the next part leaves me baffled. There's a delicate balance between meeting a new person and figuring out a way to ask for their phone number without accidentally indicating you might be a swinger.
Oh.
What we as grown adults need is an app called Friender. Something like Tinder, but for non-hookup purposes. Oh, if only I knew someone who makes apps. I hate the work of making new friends, and you. I hate you too. I think I'm onto something.
Yeah, but don't call Todd.
No, I won't. Friender.
He would be bitter. I'm your friend.
Okay.
Oh, don't make it be this way.
It's all right.
All right. Let's begin the program.
You're just trying to replace me. I understand.
How can I replace something that's irreplaceable?
You're going to, like, make a new show called, like, Cake and Ice Cream.
You know what? I will not, but it sounds delicious.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Cake and ice cream is a delicious pairing in real life. Like,
I don't really like cake.
Ice cream, though?
Man, you know what's good?
What?
Cookie Witch.
Yes. She lives in the evil cookie castle. I'll get you, my diabetic pretty. All right, it is Cake and Cookies.
Episode. Let it go. Let it go.
And you know what? Congratulations. This is our 1,000th episode.
Where have you been?
Well, yeah, there's a lot that we haven't posted on the website. But this is our 1,000th episode of Cake and Cookies. Want to say hi and hiya, and thank you to Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Matt Bloom working his bony fingers to the bone to make sure that everything is going right.
Telepathic Matt Bloom.
Yes. He's a weird one, this one.
Bizarrely in tune, Matt Bloom.
You know what he is? He's everyone's favorite intuitive slash computer guy.
Tell him why. Tell him why.
So, Katie and I, after it's been about maybe a little more than a month since we took the hiatus. Now, much of it was planned because you had a procedure done.
Yes, but that's I've been fine and fantastic for... Yeah.
How are you feeling, Caitlin?
I'm feeling all right. You know that's not my name, right?
Well, that was a joke about the procedure. Like a sex change. It wasn't a sex change.
Oh!
You see? Look at her. She caught it on the third bounds.
Still don't get jokes.
No,
so
no.
Left everything intact.
But we... But then there was sheer exhaustion. There was
that was you. That
was
you.
Me. And I just said, I can't even do it. And then there was a horrible sunburn.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's not what caused it.
But there was lots of things at play.
Yeah, you didn't want to record, and I was like, that's all right. I got sunburn.
And you painted.
Oh, did we ever?
But anyway, so we. A long time out said that Friday is our day because you had the opportunity and so did I. And we etched it in stone, not unlike the Lord God himself did in the movie The Ten Commandments, in which he played himself. And his hand wrote into Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments. But this time the finger of God wrote Friday at about 3:00. Which was not really 3:00, but it was about 3:00.
Well, actually, no. If you go back in your text,
yes,
BWAC,
yes,
it was supposed to be 2:00.
Well, I had to get to the movie, and the movie had a finite length, and I knew that 3:00.
Do you have any idea when we talked yesterday and we said 2:00,
right?
And then I saw on the Facebook that you were going to the movie
with my son and my mother. Don't turn it into a bad thing.
You think I'm easily guilted? Because I'm not.
Do you feel bad about that aspect of your personality?
No.
Trying to make you feel guilty about it.
Yeah, no. I am not ashamed of who I am.
No, nor should you be.
Rob, when it comes to Dan, there's not a jealous streak in me. When it comes to you, you've been hanging out with Rob and Joe. You went to movies that so made it late for today. And then I was thinking, oh, he's going to go to a movie. And then we're not going to have time. He's going to put me off one more time. Rob Spiewak.
I did not put you
off.
I
feel like second fiddle.
You're not. You're my primary viola. Head cello.
Principal.
No, because you don't work at a school.
Go on. I'm done.
But you said that 3:00 was okay.
Well, I'm just taking what I could get.
Oh, please stop it. How's your house?
It's coming along. The outhouse, the construction is done.
I wish you wouldn't call it that.
Down to brand new doorknobs. So the drywall is all done. The new toilet is in there. The floors. I got you new floors, Rob.
Well, you realize when you call it an outhouse what it seems to be.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes. So what this is a mother-in-law's house, essentially.
Yeah, it's like a studio apartment.
It is. And there was... If you go back and listen to all the other episodes, you'll realize...
We had a situation.
There was a situation with it. And there was...
there was a sewage backup that did not come into the main house, but went directly into the mother-in-law...
Yes.
...studio apartment.
Now, this, you know, there is a good thing about this.
Get it over early. It did not come into... our living quarters.
And it allowed you, without guilt, to forcibly make that place look the way you wanted it to look.
Well, with the exception of the floors, it looks exactly the same. That was kind of the goal.
Well, that's okay then.
Well, actually, not the goal. That's what the insurance company paid for.
I see. I do remember.
But they couldn't match the floors, so we had to pick new ones.
I remember you sent me a note. What floors would you like for your house? Well, I think it's always cute that you call it my house because Carrie and
you
I.
You and Carrie have stayed there
the most.
Yeah.
But I immediately.
You're really going to like those floors, Rob.
I immediately texted you back a picture of the lighted dance floor from Saturday Night Fever.
Yes. So I've been working really hard to find a way to fit a disco ball up there in between the stained glass skylight.
Yes.
Without blinding anyone.
So, but I do recall as soon as I texted it, you texted back, declined. So I'm sure it's fine. What is the floor like?
It is sort of a hand-scraped light wood.
You know, you have a face you make, a special face you make when you talk about something that you feel is too fancy for you to talk about. It almost diffuses it.
Like I said, they couldn't match the original floors, so they gave me two choices. It was either sort of a dark beach wood color or a light. And when I say beach, I mean like sand and ocean beach.
Yeah, sure.
So it's kind of driftwoody.
Excellent. I think that's nice.
I went with the lighter one to try to keep things light.
I think that's always a good plan.
Yes.
About your face you make when you say things like that, let me be you and you be me and ask if we have any Prosecco.
Rob, do you have any Prosecco?
No, I'm being you. You have to say Katie because I'm going to imitate your face.
Okay.
Your face.
Katie, do you have any Prosecco?
All I have is this bottle of Moet.
I know that's the face I make. I know it is.
It's
seeing
cute.
You do it, I can feel my face doing it.
And you know what? I like that so much, I'm not even going to say thanks for that impression of me.
Yeah, that was I didn't know if you noticed.
Now I noticed.
I'm not good with voices, but I thought I did all right. Yeah,
okay, if I ever sounded the way, really the way people imitate me, I'd probably kill myself.
Don't say that.
Well, thank God I've got this beautiful speaking voice. Blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
And that's why I talk for a living. I choose to give back to people. With my beautiful speaking voice.
So yesterday, Dan and I went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Reminded me of this. And he pulls in, and there's all these spaces everywhere.
Parking
spaces. For some reason, he pulls into the space that is beside the minivan that has the two adults, the stick figures.
Yeah.
Two adults and eight kids, two cats and a dog.
Oh, the sticker on the back that indicates your family.
Right.
Right.
And then it had, like, in script, blessed, and I but for me it just made me really mad because not at them, at Dan for parking beside them, because I'm clearly thinking they're gonna bump my car, like, don't park too close.
Right. Well, was it a minivan that had, maybe it had sliding doors?
It still has front doors.
Oh, that's true. But don't worry, if they scratch your car, they'll pray it away.
And they still had to like get their groceries and everything. So, but I didn't say anything. I kept my mouth shut.
Because good.
The grocery store can be a delicate balance.
It can be a dicey situation at best.
Yeah, I can.
Do you and Dan fight at the grocery store?
No.
Good. Carrie and I do very well at the grocery store because, you know, she often defers to me. I'm a very grocery-centric guy. I know how to shop.
Yeah, Dan doesn't, so I just, no.
What did you buy?
There's no fight. He knows it.
What did you buy?
Cheese.
Atta girl. And you know what? I shouldn't be so pleased by that, but there are things that really delight me. For example, yesterday you say we need to talk, and I said, we'll call you soon. I'm at Costco, and I don't even hit send before I get, don't forget cheese. And you know what? I wouldn't have, but I did buy it. I did buy cheese.
Of course you did.
I bought cheese. I bought all great things at Costco.
What did you need?
I needed a bottle of wine, mostly, because there wasn't any of that. So
I got a bottle of wine.
I bought this many, and because then I don't have to go back. Mm-hmm. I know that's...
Well, Dan, we actually have not been drinking at all during the week. Dan's stomach's not handling it.
Yeah.
But I needed it for cooking.
Sure, because if you're sober, you're not a very good cook. No. You need the wine for the shrimp thing.
Yes.
Yes. What if there's some left over?
Mama's thirsty.
I don't have one of those resealer things.
I actually do have to admit that we're going to have to go back to the grocery store before I make dinner tonight.
Oh, did you drink all the wine before you cooked the dinner?
Not by myself. Somebody.
Yeah.
The loud talker in the house
decided
he couldn't take it anymore, and he drank wine last night.
Well, you know what? If you get to the point where you need to, you really do need to.
Yeah, and he started some sort of holistic type stuff. Not holistic, natural.
I'm curious how it's working, and I hope he tells me because, you know, since Carrie left retail, we're no longer insured for our medications. Mm-hmm. And we found certain ways around most of the important medications. And the other day I went to pick up my pills that I take for my ulcerative colitis. It's called Aprizo is the one I take. And I got a...
Dan's not on the pills anymore.
I got the 90-day supply.
Dan gets the direct medicine.
Oh, so do you remember the song Raspberry Beret where he talks about coming in the outdoor?
Also an album by Led Zeppelin.
Yes, exactly. So I'll leave that in the hands of our listeners. But yes. I was handed a 90-day supply of my ulcerative colitis medicine.
You see.
Yes, and it was $1,400. For 90 days. Now, when we were insured, it cost $20. Now, if you are a mathematician, I will explain it to you this way. $20 is less than $1,400.
By 2 points at least.
So I went to the pharmacist and I said, "Doctor!" No, I said, "You know, it turns out..." And they looked at me. "Yes." I said, "You know, it turns out I don't have ulcerative colitis anymore."
What did they say?
They said, "Well, that's terrific." I said, "Yeah. And I'm not going to have it until I can figure out a way to get the price of this medication down." So I've been off it for a month and a half.
How are you feeling?
Being very good. Okay, just trying to eat careful, you know, and we've talked about this in the past. I know my triggers. I know how I can make myself be miserable. Mm-hmm. And I know how to mostly manage it. However, you know, there's always the curveball. So I've been lucky for the past couple months. But I didn't realize that stuff was like eating gold.
Well, so Dan's medicine hasn't really been working so well. So he called the UC doctor down here a week and a half ago, and they said they could get him in at the end of May. So he called back earlier this week.
It really must be nice.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
He called back very cranky and said, "That's ridiculous. I can't wait that long."
Sure.
So he went by, they ordered some blood work, and they gave him a prescription for 3 months worth of medicine that, even with insurance, $6,000.
Oh my God.
So Dan said, "Nope."
Yep. Congratulations. He no longer has ulcerative colitis either.
Exactly. So he's, he's trying a combination of apple cider vinegar, ginger root stuff, and he's been feeling good for the past few days.
But he smells like Chinese food.
That's all right.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people...
But I'm hungry all the time.
A lot of people think skiing is an expensive hobby. Not next to having ulcerative colitis. This is an expensive hobby. But anyway, that's what's up with that. And I've been proudly telling everyone that congratulate me. I no longer have it because I can't afford it.
Well, talk to me.
I'm not here to bitch and moan. I mean, I'm doing okay. I just think that's a kind of ridiculous thing. When I can still,
it's insane.
When I can still get my blood pressure medicine for like, you know, $4 a month.
Well, that's good.
So, you know.
Those are your real staying alive pills.
Exactly. Good news, America. I'm still hanging by a thread.
So while the, I started to call it the outhouse again. While the
guest cottage. Ooh.
Speewack summer home.
No, call it a guest cottage. It's not.
Speewack summer home.
I'm sure that's what it is. It's not that.
So the guest cottage.
Hey, look who's calling. It's Carrie. Let's put her on the show.
Ooh.
Hi, you're caller one, and you're on Cake and Cookies.
Hi.
Hi. What's going
on? Hi, Carrie. She can't hear me.
She can't. Katie says hi.
Hello. I just wanted to see when we were going out so I can budget my time, which, of course, I won't budget very well. But.
No, you're going to be late no matter what. I don't know. I've not spoken to the Chubbicks yet, and probably best not to bring it up because Katie's very jealous.
Oh, well, you know, she's jealous of my life, so.
Everyone is.
Why wouldn't she be?
That's true. You are kind of like the Gloria Vanderbilt of Loudoun County.
Yep.
Well, we don't need to, although it's not assigned seating, but doors don't open until 7:30, so that gives us some time, but I have to shower.
Yeah, you
but
do.
I'm going to buy them all real quick. So.
All right, how about, why don't you send a text to the Chubbicks, see if they can meet for dinner at like 6?
Okay.
Okay, I love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
I love you, Carrie.
She knows this. This she knows. I will tell her. So anyway,
I told her a lot when she took, when she brought me home from surgery that one time.
Yeah, it took me 3 dates to get that intimate with her. so the house, the guest cottage, and
So while that's been going on out there, we've been doing some stuff inside.
Okay.
Stuff that we've just sort of been kind not putting off, but are just now getting to.
Hey, yes,
our anniversary was last week.
You have a name for it.
Of course I do.
That's pretty great.
I know.
Savanniversary.
So we painted the big hallway that goes down the middle of the house.
And by the way, folks with dirty minds, that's not code. They actually have a hallway that they painted.
And
Dan,
after
Dan, won't you come and paint the big hallway?
And it was, it's a little hallway. So then there was... So as you know, our house is old.
Yes, it is. Is it as old as the little hallway?
No. I'm not that old. It was built in 1937. Oh, I am only 38 years old.
I understand.
So in our house, because it's old, there is a chair rail.
Of course.
Yes, about halfway up for, you know, bumping your chairs.
Yeah, well, that's why it's there, right? So the chair doesn't bump into the wall.
That's the whole purpose of a chair rail.
Okay, very good.
And then there is a picture rail, which is about 4-5 inches down from the ceiling.
And is that to hang pictures from? Or let me say that differently. Are you from which you are supposed to hang pictures?
Yes. Okay. Because the walls are plaster.
Yes.
You can't just like put a nail in the wall without,
ideally, if you
cinder
had
cinder block size piece of plaster falling onto the floor.
Ideally, you would drill in and put some sort of anchor. And it's a big deal because it actually does damage to the wall. If you're going to do it,
exactly.
It's a big deal.
So,
yeah.
And then if you want to move it, then you'd have to plaster over it.
Sure.
It's a whole thing. So there's a similar to a chair rail up towards the top of the ceiling or top of the wall.
Right.
And there are these little hooks that are made especially for it. And then you take picture frame wire.
Right.
And you sort of go much longer than you would to just normally hang a picture.
So you can still change the height of the picture. You're not limited to the height of the rail. You can make by varying the length of the wire, the picture can hang at any level.
You have to use a lot of wire because the ceilings are like 9 feet tall.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So if you want a picture about eye level for me, you know, 4 feet.
If you want a picture at eye level for you, lean it against the floor.
Right. I like that one.
That's nice. Don't
kick
it. Scoot
it over here. But that way you can also, like, all you have to do is move the little hanger.
Yes.
Slide it back and forth on the picture rail, mm-hmm. and you can move your paintings and stuff or pictures without having to do anything.
Like keeping score in a pool hall. You know those beads that are up
there?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, exactly. Like,
if you ever got a pool table.
I started to say an abacus, but that's.
Well, it's like an abacus. It's like a single row of abacus. That would be a Chinese pool hall.
Yes.
But if you ever got a pool table, you could keep score by moving the paintings.
Right.
It's so obvious.
Right. Well, after my procedure, actually, I am a little embarrassed, and I've been holding on to this for a month.
Okay.
After we painted, after, you know, I bought a couple, art.com was having a sale.
Yes.
So thank God I like this stuff. I got a little hopped up on Vicodin and apparently made some purchases.
It happens. And you know what? I'm as guilty of it as you, except for me, it's not Vicodin. It's usually alcohol. Usually.
I was viked up.
Yeah. And you sat with your laptop and used your wireless fidelity, the Wi-Fi, and you bought things.
I wound up with two gorgeous, very cheap paintings from art.com that I love.
Right.
But I needed more picture frame wire. Right. So I went to the Michael Maris Show Amazon
portal.
Portal.
Thank you.
And
I need you to focus and stay with us, Katie.
I'm trying to reach it.
Now, before you do the reveal, I have a question.
Okay.
When you were doing a lot of this shopping, and a lot of this shopping happens when you're under the influence of medicine, because A, you are in a place where you need to pass time. So it becomes a hobby as well as, you know, fulfilling a need. But when you were doing it, did anything arrive that you totally did not remember ordering? Because that's happened to me before. You got to be pretty.
Yet.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Okay. But so you remembered ordering this.
But yes. Okay. Normal picture frame wire comes in a little spool that's probably 3 inches in diameter. Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of little like florist wire, if you ever to use that for some sort of project, you get a few yards and it's coiled up about the size of a donut, maybe smaller. And,
yeah. That's perfect. Perfect description.
Thank you.
Leave it to you. Well, donut size.
If I can make any sort of equivalency to the world of pastry, I'm your guy.
So it usually costs about $2 at the most.
Sure. It's smaller than a fritter.
So I order it and I'm thinking this is going to last me forever because this is $9 but this is going to last a long time.
Good.
I'm never going to have to buy it again.
Right.
And that's when Dan... Because it's Prime, so all my stuff starts arriving the next day.
Oh, by the time you log out of your computer, it's already coming.
Yeah. So Dan carries this box into the kitchen, kind of down on the counter. And
heavy.
I was like, what the heck is that?
Heavy.
He goes, I didn't order it. And I said, huh. All I ordered was some picture frame wire. And he goes, are you sure? I was like, pretty positive. And we open the box.
Oh my God.
It's what I ordered. Now mind you, the picture Amazon on the little screen looked like a tiny little.
I swear, it looks like that looks like something you would sling over your shoulder when you're connecting Oklahoma to another state. I am a lineman for the county.
Some kid has been flown over a school gym in Peter Pan Productions with this stuff. This is
hello, Miss Duncan. Yes, the wire is here.
100 feet of 12 gauge galvanized wire.
How heavy is it?
It's heavy. Let's see. Does it say? I mean, it's
that heavy. Is a big. That's bigger than. I know it's a phrase Mike uses on the show for comedic effect, but that coil is as big as your. It's bigger than your head.
It's rust resistant.
Yeah, you know what else? It's resistant to being picked up because it weighs 30 pounds. It's
my
huge.
Favorite part of the packaging.
Yes,
is that not that the company is ook, but that it says. One piece.
Oh, of course. Of course. I'll tell you my favorite part of it is that you know how in a cardboard, like a clip strip package, there's a hole in the top to hang it?
Mm-hmm.
This is so heavy, there are three clip strip holes. Because if you were to hang it by one, it would rip under its own weight. not unlike me, in about 10 years, it won't be able to support its own weight.
It's for household, garden, fence, and suspended ceiling.
Oh, my God. You know, you'll be hanging pictures for the rest of your life.
I can't hang a picture with this.
Well, you know what you could do? You could knit the heaviest.
Well, I don't.
You could knit the heaviest Afghan ever.
It's not. It's very stiff.
Did you consider returning it?
No, this is. I'm embarrassed.
Well, they're not gonna know.
And can you imagine the shipping to send this back?
You're right. You're right. You're gonna have to eat that $9.
I know.
Wow, that's a lot of wire.
It's a lot of really big wire.
Yeah, we're gonna need. We will use that as the show picture.
I don't even know what to say about this thing. So that showed up. I still haven't hung any pictures.
No, of course not. Because if you were to do that, the picture rail, she comes down.
Comes right off the wall.
Right off the wall.
I'm not going to try to order it on Amazon again. I'm going to a store.
You go to a Michaels. It's
just, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to admit, it just looks like a giant version of picture frame wire.
Yeah. What if you were to go?
Tiny little.
What if you tried
picture,
to return it to Michaels? And you went in and you I know you don't have a mustache, but do you remember the old Dunkin' Donuts commercial where the guy would say, time to make the donut. But he would also come into the other donut store with his finger under his nose to cover the mustache. He'd say, do you have strawberry donuts? So you would go into Michael's with your finger under your nose to disguise yourself and say, I think I bought this here and I'd like my money back, please.
I'm okay. I'm gonna eat that $9.
It's awfully big.
I don't know what to do with it.
Well, who knows? Maybe someday you need to repair a cell tower.
I'll donate it to a local theater.
Somebody do Peter Pan.
I'm not just. Somebody has flown some poor kid through a gymnasium with this stuff.
I'm flying. It's pretty great, though.
On 12-gauge wire.
12-gauge is pretty big. Hey, you could do a science fair project. Could you wire something in series? 100 feet.
100 feet.
Hey, you could, hook up a telegraph between you and the house across the street.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
Across the street. Rob, go get a tin can. We're going to do the show a little differently today.
Wow. So you got that done. But I think that it really must have been a stinging realization because you still haven't replaced it.
I don't know what to. Yeah.
What did Beeb say about it?
He actually he just left the room. He doesn't acknowledge when I do really stupid stuff anymore.
It's anymore. It doesn't happen that often.
He used to make a big make fun of me and everything, but now it's just, old hat.
Yeah.
Really, who made the bigger mistake? He's the one that asked me to marry him.
That's true. By very definition, he's complicit in the wire.
Yep.
So the painting is done?
Well, yeah, I'm not painting anything else.
Okay.
Okay, right. That's not true. There is a guest bedroom that.
Well, no, you took care of the emergency stuff because you painted over the birds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done. The hallway's done.
The hallway was driving me insane.
Why? Because I don't recall the hallway looking bad.
No, but it was... Okay. So remember how all the walls in the house were green?
Yes, that was a very green house.
They had put some sort of whitewash.
Okay.
Over the green.
Uh-huh.
So walking through the hallway, although everything was the same color and it looked very sterile and kind of
cold,
like The Shining.
Yeah.
Out the carpet.
Yes.
It was driving me crazy. And it still had a green hue to it.
Okay. Oh, that's bad. Because when it seeps through, because it's just not being covered.
Yep.
Because you know why? Because they cheaped out. That's their deal.
They absolutely did. And that's what I told you when we first woke up in our bedroom when we first moved here.
Right.
We woke up and we're like, holy crap, I think this room is green too. And it's the same thing. They had put just like one coat of beige whitewash over the green.
Those jerks.
I know, but nobody looks good in that color, so I had to fix it.
And it's not like wearing a dress. I mean, you're actually in a room that's that color.
Yes.
You can't escape it. Well, I will tell you this. Sounds like you're ahead of the game down there.
Well, no, what's behind you? In front of the fireplace.
Oh, a fan. Because of the flood.
The flood.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it in a second, but first I have to tell you about what happened at the Jungle Book. I ran into a bitch on wheels.
What?
And you think when you go to
thought you said you liked the movie.
Loved the movie. Movie was fantastic, and I was delighted.
And you should not speak of your mother that way.
No, not her.
Shay Show.
That's on the Lady on Girls.
Shay Show
met me there with my son, and I was delighted when I found out after the fact that the new Jungle Book, the new Disney movie, which I believe opened today. I haven't been to an opening day movie since Star Wars, but it was directed by Jon Favreau, who also directed Elf.
I love him.
Yeah, he is a really, really great director. This is a dazzling film. I really, really enjoyed it.
Was he in it as well?
Yeah, he played the doctor.
In Elf.
He played the doctor.
Right.
But he also directed it. And of course, did he direct Swingers? Did he write Swingers?
I'm not sure.
His connection to that? Either way, that motion picture was money.
Okay.
So,
was it Beautiful Baby?
It was Beautiful Baby. So we go. My mom said she'd like to go see it. And Robert has the day off because it's a teacher work day. And by the way, how much work do these teachers get done on teacher work days?
Rob, you have no idea the kind of like certifications and all kinds of things. The hoops that teachers nowadays have to jump through.
I would love to see some of Robert's teachers jumping through hoops. You'd have to get some big hoops.
Rob,
you might want to make a hoop out of that wire.
Rob,
I'm not talking about any teacher in particular, chorus teacher. But so we said we're going to go see the Jungle Book. That's the movie Robert wanted to see, and it surprised me because I thought it was going to skew young because it's a Disney movie, and Robert's 13, so I thought he'd want to go see like a House on Cloverfield Lane or some horror film or something. But he wanted to see Jungle Book. My mom said she's into it. I said great. I bought the tickets online. And I said, it's a 1 o'clock show. I'll meet you there at like, 10 minutes to one or whatever, 5 minutes to one. And so it's easy because the tickets are bought online. And is there anything in the world greater than buying movie tickets online and having reserved seating?
Oh, no, the assigned seats. Oh,
it's the best.
That's a luxury.
Oh, my God. So I go to.
It's the best thing ever. You don't have to get there like 45 minutes before even the previews come on. It's
because I used to do that and drive Carrie crazy because we'd get there early. I'm particular about my seats. I like to be towards the middle of the theater, and I really like to be on an aisle. It's just I like not having someone on both sides of me. And so we'd get to the movies.
Easy escape.
Even while we were dating, this would piss Carrie off. You know when they'd put up like the movie quiz game?
Like, oh, yeah. And then
before the previews start, I would yell out the answers.
You're that ass
hat. I was killing time, but I wouldn't just say
killing
them.
Killing time.
I would yell them.
Killing souls.
Be in a theater that's like genuinely just the gentle din of light talk because it's early and there's not a lot of people there.
So Jessica Fletcher!
And I yell, Apollo 13! Because it's like A blank blank LO13. And like,
you always
I'm a
know there's
going
to be a Tom Hanks.
Oh, it's
question.
Always Tom Hanks.
Always Tom Hanks.
But
and
anyway,
Julia Roberts.
Back to
everybody
today.
Loves her.
Back to today. That the assigned seats that you buy on Fandango, or as Robert called it, Fandango.
Fandango.
I think it's one of the greatest.
Fandango Unchained.
It's one of the greatest advances in movie-going technology there is. Because you can get there 5 minutes, go grab your M&Ms and Cherry Coke, and you're good to go. And so we do this. And by the way, when you're working at the concession stand, I know it's weird that there are occasionally people that actually hand you pieces of paper that have numbers on them. It's called cash. It's still accepted in 98% of the establishments in the United States. I handed a guy the money in cash for popcorn and stuff, and he looked at me like I asked him to solve a riddle so we could cross a bridge. It was, and so he said, okay, out of 40, and he goes, chuk, 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 and the drawer opens. He hasn't even opened any of his rolls of change yet. So to get my change,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, because everyone pays with the cards now. So he has to open all the change.
Sorry, sir. We don't take cash here.
Cash not accepted. And then he does the worst thing of all. And as a guy that used to be a cashier, I cannot emphasize this enough. Do not hand me my bills with my coins on top of the bills. Do not do this. Hand me my coins. Allow me to put them in my pocket, then hand me my cash. Because what he's done, he's made things easy for him, but I'm also holding my wallet, so I have to put my wallet down because getting the coins and the paper money separate is a two-handed gesture.
You know what you need?
What?
Two things. What? One, a coin purse.
That's what I need.
Yes. And two, you need to relax.
No, this is something that I have been screaming from the mountaintop.
Kids today don't understand cash.
This kid looked to be about 24. That means he can vote. He can buy cigarettes. He can serve in a war. He should know how to hand me my money. But that's not even the best part. We go into the theater. We have great seats. Seats G1, 2, and 3. Which means that, you know, when you go into a theater that has like stadium style seating, there's, you go in and then there's the split, and then there's like five rows that go closer to the screen, right? What are you laughing at? Stay with me.
I don't even know.
So, and then you can go up the steps. So we're like G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I know the rest of them too, but it's the seventh row and the first three seats to the right side of the movie theater as you look at the screen.
So you're in prime location.
It's exactly what I want. It's what I picked out online this morning. And I made the boxes blue, and I clicked like, and I paid my convenience charge, which, by the way, wasn't very convenient, and I got my tickets. Well, I get up there, and I look at my tickets, G1, 2, 3, go up to row G, 1, 2, 3. G1 is empty. G2 is empty. G3 has an old lady in it.
Uh-oh.
And she's sitting down eating the movie theater snack of the idiot. Frozen yogurt with do-it-yourself toppings that you pay for by weight.
They have those at
This is a great movie. This is a movie theater with a full bar. I love this movie theater.
Oh, now that's my kind of movie
theater. This is the Cobb movie theater. But with the ice cream, would you ever in a movie theater go up to like a Toppins bar that opened the little container that says like crushed Heath bars?
I wouldn't ever eat ice cream in a movie theater because it's typically cold.
Well, the ice cream has to be cold. Otherwise,
no, the movie theaters usually get cold in the movie theater.
But these toppings, when you see them, they look like everyone in the world has gone to the bathroom, made big potty, come out without washing their hands, open the toppings containers, and went like this. And just, I'm going to touch all the Heath bars. I'm going to touch all the Snickers. I'm going to touch all the Skittles. So this lady has really loaded on the toppings and is eating ice cream. And I go up to her and I say, pardon me, ma'am. I have seats G1, 2, and 3. And I gesture feebly with the tickets. Because she's old and she hasn't really pissed me off yet.
Well,
And I'm being polite as I can. I said, and you're in seat G3. I was wondering if we could have the seats because we have the tickets.
Okay.
She doesn't look at me. I say,
what do you mean she doesn't?
She's focused on the ice cream, and I've said, excuse me, ma'am, and I've talked, and she's not acknowledging me.
Is she hard of hearing?
Oh, I don't think so. I think she's just rude. And so I said,
are you sure?
she seemed to talk okay with her daughter in a couple minutes. So I said, ma'am, this is my seat. I have seat G3. And she says, oh, well, then I guess I have to move.
What? Does her ticket not have a seat number on it?
I don't know. And I look down and there's like four kids. And I'm thinking they just might have messed up where they started their seats. Or maybe not all seats are reserved. I don't know how it works. I just know that I did it right. I reserved my seats. And I went, so instead of asking her little passel of brats to move down a seat, she gets up.
She's with the kids?
Well, she's seated next to the children.
Okay.
And so
but they're not together?
I can't tell. I don't know yet. So,
oh, okay.
So she gets up, goes out, because she's in G3. She goes past G2.
Just burped. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. Goes past G1, stands in the aisle, and eats her ice cream and watches us sit down. She doesn't try to find another seat. She just stands there with her ice cream. Then bitch on wheels number two, the daughter, bitch 2.0, comes up
the steps. Wait. Are you sure she's just not confused, but that
she's not that old.
Is she actually giving you tood?
She's not that old. The tood is about to come. Because keep in mind, I've already been ignored, which is passive-aggressive rude, right?
That's very passive-aggressive, yeah.
So we're sitting there, and I'm having my Cherry Coke, and then the daughter comes up, bitch 2.0, and says, what's up? She says, well, I guess I don't have anywhere to sit now. Loud enough so I can hear it. Keep in mind, the movie theater is maybe a third full, okay? And she has declared, mostly to me, but to the entire auditorium, I guess I don't have anywhere to sit now. And then the daughter says, if we all move down one, there'll be a seat for you. Well, I guess. And so,
how does that make the daughter awful?
Because you know what? She was of her loins. So she's complicit in it.
Okay.
And at this point, I'm mad. Because you know what? It wasn't enough.
You got your seat. You
yes,
got
but
you
I don't need to have myself embarrassed in front of the theater like I'm
you
some sort of villain.
Rob, you can't be embarrassed.
She's painted me to be an ogre because I guess I don't have a place to sit. So as she's getting in there and trying to get the seat resolved, my mom whispers to me, what do you think she's going to do? I think my mom was indicating, is she going to sit next to us? Is she going to go to the end? What's she going to do? So my mom says, what do you think she's going to do? And I say loud enough for her to hear this time, I say, maybe she could start following the rules.
Oh, Rob!
It was a great movie.
How did your mom smack you?
She laughed.
Oh.
See, my mom is such sweetness and light. Sugar and spice and jelly beans and all things delightful.
That's absolutely true.
She doesn't mind a well-placed swear word or a bit of rudeness as long as it's on me. I think there's a part of her that enjoys it.
So she won't be the rude one.
No,
but should someone else do that, she might take some enjoyment, a little bit of pleasure.
Hope she liked her ice cream.
No, you don't. You hope she found a toenail in her ice cream.
Hope you don't choke on that bottle cap.
You meant the candy, right?
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care. Great movie. The best part are the talking wolf cubs because they're so cute.
I have a puppy story for you.
I'll listen to that puppy story when we return.
And then can we go somewhere?
Don't read ahead.
Okay.
I'm Cake.
And I'm Cookie.
Where will I sit?
Well,
sit on this, baby.
Oh, dear.
No,
and
don't.
And spin.
I wouldn't say that in front of my mother.
Hope not.
Bottle cap. We're back after this. I don't know if I've ever aired this jingle, but if I have, it merits repeating. But where will I sit? That lady can sit on the 50,000 watt music machine with her ice cream. I'm bitter.
Get over it.
I'm embittered. And don't think I forgot about...
It's a great movie. Just let it go.
Don't think I forgot about the guy giving me my change on top of my bills either. I got a lot of stuff to take care of.
Jeez Louise.
To quote the great Johnny Avocado, and they ask me while I drink it.
He's cake, she's cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Now, you mentioned you had a dog story. I don't know that you know that every story has an equal but opposite story.
You're involved with my dog story.
I know, and I will, when you get to me, I have a reply and also a bit of evidence, almost like sending someone something in a sealed envelope in the mail so you can open it later and prove that it existed. Like they do in movies?
Yeah.
You know, like you say, I have the evidence, and as you can see, it's in this sealed envelope postmarked May 30th. So it had to exist. Well, I have something to read to you. I know, my life is an episode of Columbo. What is your dog story?
Okay, so it started out with my youngest sister got another pup.
Okay, what kind of pup?
A very roly-poly, fuzzy little pup.
Aw.
Not sure what kind, but she's just a disaster. They named her Gooseberry.
That poor thing. If it's named Gooseberry, of course it's going to be a disaster.
No, she was a disaster before she became Gooseberry.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, why?
Dana, my sister had a list of names, and she goes, "Oh, this one's Gooseberry."
Wow. Wow. All right. How old is Gooseberry now?
Gooseberry is probably 4 months old now.
Okay. All right. What?
Presley's banging her bowl. She thinks it's time to eat.
Well, tell her it's not time yet.
Presley, it's not time yet.
Thank you. That'll work.
So then, like a week after Odana gets a puppy, my friend MJ.
Yes.
Has us come over to her house, and they have adopted a brother and sister, little pitties.
Pit bulls.
Little pit bulls, pibbles.
So cute. Oh, great dogs.
I sent you a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they're adorable, and their names are Nikki and Jethro.
Better than Gooseberry. No offense, Odana, but those
they
are better
decided
names.
Nikki's kind of wild, so they felt she needed like a wild child name.
I see, like Nikki Six.
Yes, Jethro's kind of derpy.
You know, derpy would also be a good dog name.
Right.
This is my dog, derpy.
So I had some puppy fever.
It hurts. It hurts when
hard,
you say
hard, hardcore puppy fever. So Dan took me to a rescue adoption fair so I could smell the puppies.
Okay, and maybe get it out of your system.
Right, no, he's a monster. I left in tears.
Oh, no. You see, it just doesn't help, does it?
What you don't know.
And there's plenty I don't.
Later that same day.
Yeah.
You called me.
Oh, is that when it happened? Right.
That's
at the
when
crux
it
of the. Yeah. Were you on pills or booze or both?
Pills.
Okay. It makes sense.
Actually, it might have been both.
Because.
I was drowning sorrows and pain.
Okay. I know this for a fact. It was March 14th because I've pulled up a Facebook post. Because here's what do you remember from the call?
You told me you were getting a puppy and I just had a breakdown.
All right. Let's do this like Columbo.
Okay.
To the best of your knowledge, did I ever think I was going to get a puppy, ma'am? Because what I said was, we're going to pet sit a puppy.
Well, I didn't mean.
Now, to be honest and to be absolutely fair, we had met the puppy. It was really one of God's gift to humanity. It was a two.
I remember you said I met the cutest puppy ever today.
And he's at my house, but I never said it was mine. It is a 2 month old.
Point A.
Black lab.
To Z.
Yes.
You met a puppy and he's at my house. You don't give them back ever.
Well, what happened is Carrie
That's not how I'm wired.
Carrie is going to pet sit this dog, Sydney, who is a perfect 2 month old, now 3 month old, black lab that is just as cute as can be and just shiny and sparkly and beautiful eyes. And I'm gonna sneeze.
Bless you.
Pardon me. But this beautiful dog, we pet sit overnight once a week. When I told you about the dog,
I need another Bobby.
I wrote actually,
I need a snuggle.
I posted on Facebook, "Hi, it's Rob. I just spoke to Katie. She was drinking and may have had a pill or two. As best I can tell, we will be recording soon. Either that or she's moving to Cincinnati. She was unclear." Because that's the kind of way you were talking. Now, I later, to clarify, wrote, "I told Katie about a puppy. Then she screamed, teared up, and rang off."
Though I definitely cried.
Yeah. And then it was loud enough that, you know how sometimes phone conversations are loud enough that even if you're not the person on the phone, but you're near the person on the phone, you hear it?
Yeah.
Carrie said, "That was Katie?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "What happened?" I said, "I don't know." And then Carrie said,
"Sorry.
Are you going to call her back?" I said, "I don't think so. I don't think that's the way to play this one." Because you screamed, cried, and hung up. Now, yeah. The following day.
I do know that, yeah.
The following day, you post, "Swear to goodness, I had already forgotten that we talked. I had to ask Dan." And then you said, "This post will be fun to read later on."
I do. Yes, I do recall that.
Yeah, yeah. So it was, I really didn't know what was going on or whether you had lost it or not.
Crab cake.
But you're okay. You're okay.
I am. I sort of waffle now between, I'd like another puppy.
Waffles.
But I really like to snuggle the two that I have.
Right. You know, I thought that bringing this dog, Sydney, into our home would expedite us getting a second dog. Mm-hmm. But it's reminded us what's it like dealing with a puppy. Yeah. And also underscored the fact that Linus was so easy. He was such a good boy. This dog is a nonstop ball of energy. And when she leaves on Monday, Linus looks at me like he has been through the ringer. It's like, thank God she's gone.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, I am so tired. So it's actually.
She's exhausting.
It is the best of both worlds. That's,
hey, Dad.
Yes.
Thank God, that's over.
It is. We get to play with and see a cute puppy and watch the dogs play for about, 12, 11 hours, then send her on her way.
Does she sleep in the bed with you?
She has not yet slept in the bed. She has a bed that she sleeps in, but we do put it in her bedroom. She has separation anxiety. She likes to be with people.
Because she's a baby.
And Linus loves the fact that he's in the bed and she's not.
Yeah.
He gets up on the bed and looks at her and pants and smiles. Like, yeah, I'm up here.
Who's boss?
Yeah, who's boss? So anyway, I'm sorry that these issues, this confluence of instances came together and made you have a breakdown while you were on booze and painkillers.
Well, yeah. I mean, it all happened very quick. They all happened like in succession of
all
each other. And
is,
it was just too much for me to take.
All I know is that I received and dealt with a phone call that nobody gets to do anymore since Judy Garland has passed away. Because that's what it was like, dealing with 1967 Judy Garland on the phone.
Did I call you or you called me?
I think you called me.
I must have called you to tell you that I thought Dan was a monster. I know this. I know this.
It's coming back.
It's coming back. So Dan had taken me to the adoption fair, and that's when I discovered that Dan, at his very heart, is black soul inside.
Oh, black as tar.
He is a monster.
Oh, it's horrible.
Why would anyone take me to an adoption fair to smell puppies and then tell me that I'm not allowed to take one or all of the dogs there.
Was he ever specific in the fact that you were going to smell puppies, or was he trying to get you adopted?
He thought he could leave me in the cage.
That's right. But this is my little Katie carrier.
No, no, Katie, you stay there. Stay. Stay.
But the thing is that when you're good and you get a treat, it's a $10 copay. It comes in a little brown bottle from the pharmacy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so you're better now?
About what?
The dog situation.
No.
Well, you're better than you were that night.
Well, yeah, I'm sober.
And how often can we say that?
I haven't, like, it'll probably kick in a little bit later when Presley and Judd come in for the evening from playing outside. And they, you know how they like to snuggle up real
yeah,
tight?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. They're very snuggly. Oh.
What?
Judd has somehow in the past month learned every single bad behavior that Presley has.
Oh, he's testing you. He's testing boundaries.
I have no idea what's going on, but all of a sudden, he likes to burrow under the covers.
Oh, no, that's not like him.
He has started pounding on bowls and spinning them. He gave drinking out of the toilet a try, but he didn't like it.
Well, he's not really big enough to do it effectively.
He's bigger than Presley.
Yeah, but she's not big enough to do it effectively either. That's more of a retriever thing.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, Presley learned it from Callie, who's
yeah,
a big lab.
Big dog. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You can always tell when she's done it because her ears are wet.
I know. You have to put them in an updo.
I have to send you her. I did her ears like Donald Trump. I have to send that one to you.
No, we don't do politics on this show.
No. Well, that doesn't mean she can't.
Well, she's not. It's not an endorsement.
No.
Okay. You see, I didn't know. Who knows?
But she even looks like she's upset about it.
Okay. So,
made me look this way.
My house is falling apart.
Yeah. Why is there a giant fan behind you?
That's not even the first thing.
Huh?
A couple weeks ago, Carrie's sister and brother-in-law came over. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law as well. We're all related. And we're seated in the room that's opposite the kitchen, the family room up there.
Okay.
And we're talking. And I don't know if you've ever been through this, but we have recessed lighting in the ceiling, right? And in the middle of conversation, we just hear, "Pah!" One of the bulbs from the ceiling, and it's a 12-foot ceiling, has fallen and broken. Yeah, just fallen out of the sky and broken on the floor. And Carrie, because she is so maternal, says in a voice that anyone can hear within a 12-mile radius, she says, "Nobody barefoot go into the kitchen! Nobody barefoot go into the kitchen! Put on shoes! Nobody barefoot go into the kitchen!" Because there's glass everywhere. Of course, because the bulb shatters like nuts, like nobody's business. So she gets a clean.
It fell 12 feet.
Yeah, I know.
If you fell 12 feet, you would shatter too.
The house would shatter if I fell 12 feet. But but you know the way a bulb is, because of the pressure, it really pops like Ryan Seacrest's eyes. It just all over the place.
Against a blue backdrop.
So Carrie puts on, like, I don't know, shoes and mucklucks and work boots. Three layers of shoe, goes
Got
in,
to.
Sweeps, vacuums, mops, gets the whole thing cleaned up. But then we realize the bulb has fallen out of its screw part, but has left the piece in the ceiling.
You gotta get potato.
Exactly. But here's the problem with that.
Oh, it's a recessed light. And it's 12 feet
and
up.
And it's 12
There's
feet
got
up.
A few problems.
Well, the first thing is,
you need one of those old people claw things.
Like G. Gordon Liddy's hand?
No, 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 no.
What?
Like the...
Yeah, I know what you mean. A grabber. A grocery grabber.
A grocery grabber.
The grocery grabber. But I do what every homeowner does.
Give me a Vicodin and a link to the TMO as portal for Amazon.
Yeah,
I can have this to you in 24 hours or less.
16 of them will arrive. Gross will arrive. I do what every homeowner does. I don't do anything for a week and a half. And then Carrie says, you really need to get on that light. I said, okay. So then I say, you know, it's not just unscrewing a bulb. We're going to need to kill the circuit breaker. And then you go through the worst drill of any homeowning drill there is.
Is it not labeled?
Someone, of course not. Someone has to go and stand in the basement while I'm standing up there under the lights. And then it's click. Is that it? No.
You know, you could have used cell phones.
Oh, we're a yelling family.
No, Dan and I did the exact same thing when we moved in here. Well, we talked about it.
Yeah, but it's.
I stood on the kitchen cabinet because it's in a kitchen cabinet, or I stood on the kitchen counter while Dan went around the house.
You didn't go in the cabinet.
No, I stood on the counter.
Right.
The circuit breaker's inside a kitchen
cabinet.
Okay,
I'm with you. But we're a yelling family. So the ritual is click. Yes. No. Click. Yes. No. Click. Yes. No. And I'm looking at the labels that the brilliant people that built my house labeled the circuit breakers with. And they're specific and wonderful, like outlets.
Oh, God.
There's one, so help me, that says lamps. What lamps?
That's not even a thing.
So if you want to know what circuit breaker does the lights above my kitchen, above my stove, above my sink, it is labeled dinette. Wrong!
Dinette?
Dinette.
You don't even, that's not even a place in your house.
So we finally go, click.
There's no dinette.
I know. Tell me about it. So I go, click. Yes. Yes. So I say, okay, I'll go up. Are you okay?
Yes.
You're gesturing feverishly.
Somebody, come here.
Oh, we've got a guest. Hey, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Judd. Hi, Judd.
Hi, Mr. Rob.
How you been?
I'm good. Mom hasn't tried to replace me this week, so it's nice.
What about the bad behaviors?
Sometimes attention is nice.
But what about the banging of the bowls?
Presley gets yelled at a lot.
Oh, you like the attention even if it's negative?
I need it.
Well, at least you haven't turned to alcohol.
No, Mr. Rob.
Do you drink out of the toilet?
Just the one time. Don't like it. Too cold.
No, it's not the taste.
Mm-mm.
Kind of not. You might even kind of enjoy it. Now, I like when you wave, but that doesn't work on the radio.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Rob. I forgot. I'm sorry.
This is not a visual medium. You know your buddy Linus?
Mm-hmm.
We taught him a new trick today.
What's that? Can I do it too?
Maybe. If I promise him a treat, he'll let me put Robert's glasses on him.
Oh, Mr. Rob, don't hurt his eyes.
I won't, but you know how I know that Carrie and I have truly lost our minds? Is I finally get the trick working, and she says, wow, those frames are good for his face. And the comedy of that doesn't strike me. And I say, yeah, it makes him look smart.
Mr. Rob.
So Linus's new trick is wearing glasses.
Linus is very smart.
Very smart. Good to see you, Judd.
Bye, Mr. Rob.
So long. Aw. So we get up there, and then I realize that because we have the cathedral-styled ceilings in our kitchen.
I'm still hung up on the word dinette.
I know. You know what?
Was it written? Somebody wrote that?
Yeah, in ballpoint pen, all lowercase letters. Looks like it was written by a mental patient, okay?
Someone or 5-year-old.
After someone wrote dinette, someone came in with a butterfly
net. What comes after N?
Someone comes in with a butterfly net and takes the electrician away. So 12 feet, or however tall the ceiling is in the kitchen, means that me standing on a chair or my little baby stepladder means that I can just almost reach it, but I can't.
It's a really high ceiling.
So I have to stand on the counter. Now, I am a big, wide, tall fella. And when I stand on the kitchen counter, Linus gets nervous. He starts pacing.
Question. I have a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Would Linus be more nervous if you put him on the counter?
Oh, no. He wouldn't care.
You were on the counter.
He wouldn't care. He'd probably love walking around the counter. Lots of new stuff to smell. But okay. When I'm up there, I don't know if he thinks I'm going to jump or if maybe I'm going to fall because he knows I'm not dainty. I mean, I could take myself, him, and a child out with one fall. And so, and also, you know what Linus loves the most is when stuff is usual. And me standing on the counter is not usual.
Nope.
And
Dad,
then
making me nervous.
So he's pacing and he even gets to the point after a little bit where he's panting. Dogs get nervous and they pant.
Was he yawning?
I don't recall.
That's a sign of the nervous too.
So he only yawns when I tell him stories. So then once I'm standing, in order to have my body configured to reach the unit, I think electricians call them cans. To get access to the can.
Not like DJs.
I have to lean back and up. So I'm holding.
Oh my gosh.
Think of the position now. And so
it's not ideal.
And I didn't use a potato. I used needle nose pliers and I eventually got it. But it's impossible to get any kind of leverage when you are that high in the air and bending, literally bending backwards. But we got that fixed.
You got it?
Got it. Yeah, it's fine.
And did now you relabel?
No, I'm just going to remember. I'm getting ready to sell the house anyway because I'm mad at it. So I'll let the next guy deal with it. But
why are you? It was just a light. Why are you mad at it?
Because it was badly labeled. And then just briefly.
No, I mean, what you said? You're mad at the house.
I'm mad at the house. Yeah, because there's more to the story.
Oh.
When we replaced our dishwasher and we paid for the stupid orange Home Depot to come out and install it for us, these jerks.
Stupid orange Home Depot.
Yeah, orange. Everything's orange. And so you open it got to a point where when you open the dishwasher, the whole dishwasher would tilt out because of the weight of the door. Because it was no longer bracketed in. So you know what I'm saying?
That was the new dishwasher?
Yes, the one that had just been installed.
Well, that's not right.
Well, I mean, installed like maybe a little more than a year ago. And so
still not right.
It's not right. That's not right.
That's not right.
So I'm sick of this. Julia's sick of it. She's saying that it's no fun to empty the dishwasher. Please fix it because it makes it hard to empty. Of course, she's just angling for an excuse because she doesn't want to empty the dishwasher.
Well, yeah.
So I go online and I look for the bracket for the LG. Life's good. No! Life's good. The LG dishwasher. And the brackets, all of them say, we're going to show you how to mount the dishwasher on the top. If you have granite countertops, you're going to need to mount it on the side. But we're going to show you how to mount it on the top. No one shows how to do it on the side because that's what I need.
Are you Googling properly?
Sometimes twice. Yes, I am all the time. So I pull the dishwasher out and I look and I realize there's only two brackets, one on each side, and there are no additional holes, and they've been broken. And then it occurs to me. When Orange Home Depot installed my dishwasher, they did not use an LG bracket. They just sort of made a General Electric bracket work.
I see.
And so this is making me...
But it didn't work.
It didn't. Well, it worked for a little while, and then it broke because it's not right. And then I looked, and there is no way to fasten it the way it is because it is one piece. So, I mean, long story short, I bought some galvanized screws, popped out a couple holes on the side, and drilled it into the cabinets. It's working fine for now. It's not a proper installation, but...
So it's not, but it's in there?
It's in there, and it's not tilting anymore. Fixed that.
Okay.
And then we needed... Oh, the other reason I hate the house. The plumbing upstairs, the toilet, the back, not the flapper ball that I've replaced before. This is my international flapper ball gesture.
I know exactly what you meant when you were doing
that. Yeah, I was either doing a flapper ball or an impression of Nathan Lane. So it was, it was what we needed to do in the kids' bathroom. The toilet was running.
I need my bearings.
We have to. We have my bearing tablets.
My Purin tablet.
So, in order to make it work, we had to replace the entire, for the toilet to stop running constantly, replace the entire mechanism inside the tank.
I need you to come down here to the suite.
No, I called a plumber to do it. I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
So, here's the deal. I called the plumber. I said, plumber! And plumber! He takes care of that. Makes an adjustment on our kitchen sink, and out of the
Mr. LG,
and out of the kindness of his heart, he says, "Since it's springtime, you want me to open the valves for your outside faucets? We have an inside and an outside faucet." I said, "You know what? That'd be great. You probably don't have to do it down there."
I don't know what that means.
In the winter time, when the weather is cold, you turn off the valves to your inside I'm sorry, let me start again. You turn off the valves inside that feed water to your outside spigots.
Oh, because, so the pipes don't freeze.
Exactly. And you have to bleed the pipes so there's no water in them.
That's
a pretty easy process. And it's a little bit of a hassle for the back faucet because the faucet valve is under the sink behind the garbage disposal. It's a pain. But he's going to do it for us. And that's great. So Carrie calls me, said, the plumber's almost done. I said, good, I'll be home in like 20 minutes. In the 20 minutes from everything's fine to when I get home, I come into the basement. Carrie and the plumber are looking at the carpet with their hands on their hips.
In the basement?
In the basement. And the carpet is so wet that when you step on it, it's leaving footprints. I said, what? Uh-oh. What? What happened? And she said, well, apparently when we turn on the pipe valve for the outside water, their pipe burst in the wall. I said, oh.
Oh, wait, did it, so had it burst over winter or like it just
no,
burst?
No, it just burst because there was no water in it all winter. I actually bled the pipe properly.
Huh.
And I'm going to take.
Well, that's not good.
Here's the high road I will take. Like I said, there is a decent thing that when you had to fix your guest house is that the pipe busted literally 18, 20 inches away from my microphones. And I told Carrie after all was said and done, I'm glad nothing happened to those.
Oh, God.
Because
thank God.
That's about $20,000 worth of microphones up on that mantle there. And they don't do well underwater.
Nope.
So what happened is Carrie, when the plumber was leaving, came downstairs and thought she heard a fan. So she went and she turned, checked the bathroom exhaust fan. That wasn't on. She checked to see if the fan in the fireplace was on, the one that throws out the heat.
Okay.
And that wasn't on. But what it was the
sound. The microphones are
on a mantle.
On the fireplace mantle.
Right. But the water was pipe burst in the wall, leaking down into the fireplace, hitting the metal, sounding like a fan. And then the water seeped out under the hearth.
God, that was fast.
Yes, in like no time. So she finds it, goes and grabs the plumber. He has to put his little plumber booties back on.
Oh, Jesus.
Because, you know, they don't want to track dirt in. Right. And he, thank God, spots the problem fast enough, kills the valve for the outside faucet. And that stops the leak because, you know, there's no water being fed. Now, I don't have to immediately fix this because it is fixed by closing that valve.
Right.
I'm not going to have a hose in my backyard this year. I'll deal with that because this is the kind of repair that involves cutting into the wall to get to the pipes.
I thought it was strange that you said, I know where the sink is in your kitchen.
Right.
With the garbage disposal.
Yeah.
In your kitchen, unlike my kitchen, there is but one sink.
We have but one. I'm sorry, there is but one sink.
It's all right. Not everyone rolls quite as...
Well, you know, three sinks is also good. But so to find, here's the deal. All
wait,
we know is
where's the actual spigot and the outside?
Down on the ground level, far side of the house.
Well, that makes no sense at all.
Well, I mean, you've got to put the valve somewhere, and it's pulling water from the same pipe.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
listen, I told you I hate this house, and I'm selling it.
Okay. Okay.
Don't pile on. So,
if you want to sell it fast, call Jill.
I know, right?
But I'm talking like 3 days fast.
But the problem here is that when we do get around to fixing this, there's going to be some exploratory surgery because all we know is that there's a leak in that wall. We don't know where.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're going to have to cut into that and find it. So that's another reason. And then I'm left with wet carpet, right? So
Do you have to replace the carpet?
I don't think so, because what I did is right away, like within an hour, got my wet dry vac and sucked as much water out as I could. Katie, I got 6 gallons of water out of the carpet. I mean, I had to dump the thing twice. It was a lot. And then I'm thinking,
God.
I've got to get this to evaporate. So I opened.
Okay, now, and here's a question. What's the weather been like there? Is it?
It's been nice this week. We had some rain early, but by the time we had the disaster, it was like a 65 degree sunny day. Very nice. But by evening, the sun is on the other side of the house. So I'm not getting any of the benefit of that. So I'm thinking, how's the best way to evaporate this? And I know
you don't have windows. All you have is the door to the backyard.
I know it's Wednesday night because that's my biggest show prep night, because I have to prep the bonus show and write the mailbag, right?
Right.
So both of those involve me being at my computer.
I would like to point out something about the work that you do for the mailbag.
Yes.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I think people think that they submit letters and they're just read.
This is
not the case.
No, no, no.
People, work on your punctuation. Work on your grammatic skills.
The average person that writes the mailbag on the Mike O'Mara show would write dinette on a fuse box. That's all I'm saying.
In all lowercase.
Lowercase ballpoint pen.
The I might have a circle instead of a dot.
Smiley face. So, so, you know, and I apologize for bitching and moaning, but I'm getting to a point where it just goes to show how stupid I am. I have to be at my computer because that's where I have to do this work. So what I figure is this. I can shut the door to the basement so Linus can't come down. All right.
So the
upstairs door. So he's isolated to the kitchen and all that up there. Then I open the actual garage door, the one that involves, you know, where the car goes in and out. The big door. That's open. Then I open the door to the garage that connects the garage to the house, which is just like a people door. Right?
But it's in the basement.
Yes. And then I open the back doors to the backyard, which
So essentially you're open. Okay, so the basement
is open.
For those who haven't been there.
Right.
Did you just say is awful?
No, I said is open.
Oh, yeah. So on the front of the house is the garage door.
Right.
You go into the garage and continue through a door into the rest of the basement that's all finished out with Rob's insane amount of Elvis paraphernalia.
All my garbage.
And then there's going to the backyard.
A double door.
French doors.
Right, exactly. Which means you open them with your tongue.
So you've got total airflow.
Yeah, but because it is now about 4:30, I am freezing my ass off. It is cold. There is wind blowing through my house.
Which is a good thing.
Fantastic for evaporation. And I've got about 2 days of evaporation to make this dry. And you got to do it, because if you let it stay stagnant, it's going to mold. And that's money.
You'll never sell the house.
So all this going on, and it gets to be like 7:30 and I'm ready to take a break. And my toes hurt from cold. It is cold down here. Mm-hmm. So I turn to go upstairs to get a drink, get some dinner. And I realize something that makes me feel as stupid as I can conceivably feel.
Okay.
Airflow is a great way for water to evaporate.
Yeah.
But there is one better way to make water evaporate. Heat.
Okay.
Do you remember?
You didn't have the heat on?
Do you remember where the leak was? In front of the fireplace that I did not think to turn on, which would A, evaporate the water, and 2, bring my body temperature back up to 98.6. It's sitting there dormant, And I look at it.
I didn't even think about it this whole time. And I can see it behind
yes!
you.
Yes. And I turn and I'm in physical pain from cold. And I'll have to bleep myself here. I turn. I look at the fireplace and I go, you asshole.
Oh, no. To yourself.
Yes. No. I'm so mad at myself. I'm so angry.
And a ski cap does not fit over headphones.
No, 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 it doesn't.
Never works.
And
certainly not one for your size.
So mad. But I did close the doors, turn on the fireplace. Throws off a lot of heat. As a matter of fact, right now it is still probably, you can see me all red, probably about 82 degrees down here because I was running the fireplace and the fan. Right before we did the show, but the carpet, you'll be pleased to know, is mostly dry. And if anyone wants to buy the house, come on out. You can have it. That's all.
Is the wall situation? It's all dried up too?
Yeah, it never bothered the wall because it didn't get to the plaster. It was behind the fireplace. So it just came under. We caught a lucky break.
Yeah, you did.
Of course,
was like us in the situation
yes.
by the fact that it was completely isolated to the Spiewak summer home.
The luckiest break might have been not having the leak, but the fact that the plumber was here to turn it off. Because you know what? If I had been the guy who turned that valve on, I would have turned it on and left the house. And my townhouse would have been floating down Route 15. They say, did you see a townhouse go by Luckett's? Yes, it went that away.
Is that a porcelain Elvis?
Why is there a record cleaning mechanism? Anyway, and so the takeaway from this, turn on your fireplace, you jerk. Anyway. We're going to come back.
Your
we're
toes by the fire.
We're going to come back. You know what? And I'm sorry I'm so fussy today, but I've had a week.
It's okay. It's all right.
Come back. We'll do some questions and a little surprise. And this is Cake and Cookies. You know, I don't know if he listens or not, but this jingle is for Adam Sternberg.
Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, yeah.
KMPC.
That's some narrow casting.
Los Angeles. Yeah, because really you can only air it one day of the year and to a certain segment of your listenership.
Yes. It's very specific.
It is a little specific. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, here's a man who loves to narrow cast to everybody, which really makes him a broadcaster. Dude Walker.
He's Cake. She's Cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
I have a sneaking suspicion we did not play Dude for break
in segment
two.
I don't think so.
All right, cancel the check.
Play him twice.
What?
Play him twice.
Play him twice? You got it.
Cake and Cookies, the podcast that has nothing to do with cake or cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Now we have to pay him twice. I was saving us money. The show is hopelessly over budget now. How dare you?
Okay.
So we spoke yesterday, and when you answered the phone, I said, you know, Katie, I'm not attracted to men, but I think today I'm gay. And there was a silence there that said to me that you were thinking, what the hell is he talking about? And I said, because I can't get the Diana Ross song Upside Down out of my head.
WABC.
To a point
you
where I was
sang a little bit of it to me.
Yeah, I whistled it in Costco. It's not
and that's
very,
when I said.
Yeah, that's right. Say it.
That's not what makes you gay.
Look at Diana Ross. Last time
I
saw.
You told me like your favorite line of the song.
Yeah, we're gonna get to it. It has great rhythm to it. But anyway, I still to this day have it in my head. But Diana Ross, particularly at this point in her career. Last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it. It was horrible. Oh, here's the part I like.
Instinctively, you give to me the love that I need. I cherish the moments with you.
I love when she goes, instinctively.
Respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating.
also says the, like she's Shakespeare. Anyway.
I don't have much to say to you right now.
All right. Well, I can jingle out of it.
W-A-B-C.
I'm done. I love that song.
I don't quite get it, but okay.
It's not stuck in your head?
Maybe. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, maybe you can sing it.
Oh, hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
He's pouring me a glass of wine.
And, if you have a sound effect CD, you can hear that sound. It's labeled Enabler. In the CD.
It's oh, come on. It's Friday. It's...
Hey, Friday! Woo! Well, you know
a
what?
A glass of wine won't hurt me.
No, if it's Friday, you know what we probably should do? Probably.
I think we should go... I think we should go somewhere.
Like, by ourselves or with other people?
No, no, no. With a lot of other people.
Oh, what you're suggesting is a party! You know, I gave away all my dead batteries today.
Yeah?
Free of charge.
So yesterday a clown had a door open for me?
Really?
I thought it was a nice jester. Jim Jester.
Ah, timely. How many optometrists does it take to change a light bulb?
No idea.
One or two? One or two?
Speaking of wine, I heard there was a new store called Moderation.
Really?
They have everything in there.
I dreamt last night that I was drowning in an ocean of orange soda. But it turns out it was just a fantasy.
I've started doing some yard work lately, and I've definitely figured out that the shovel was a groundbreaking invention.
So this guy comes up to me and says, hey, do you want to buy a coffin? I said, hey, that's the last thing I need.
You know what the best thing about elevator jokes is?
What?
They work on so many levels.
So why do chicken coops only have two doors?
Why do chicken coops only have two doors?
Because if they had four, they would be chicken sedans.
So Dan told me to stop acting like a flamingo.
Okay.
So I had to put my foot down.
A three-legged dog walks into a saloon and says to the bartender, who shot my paw?
Hey, Rob, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
I don't know.
One is really heavy. The other one's just a little lighter.
You're not going to believe this, but I went to a restaurant on the moon.
The moon?
The food's great, but there's just no atmosphere.
So Ham Sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. And the bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here.
So I'm on this whiskey diet and it's working great. So far, I've lost 4 days.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at the elementary school?
No.
He woke up when the bell rang.
What do you call a fake noodle? What do you call a fake noodle?
What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta?
You know, I'm a little person, but I have the heart of a lion.
Really?
And a lifetime ban from the San Diego Zoo.
Two goldfish are in a tank. One of them says to the other, do you know how to drive this thing?
Do you remember the 80s band Prevention?
No.
They were better than The Cure.
So I went to my doctor. I said, hey, can you give me something for my liver? He said, yeah, a pound of onions.
Why did the Clydesdale give a pony a glass of water?
Why?
Because he was a little horse.
What's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
What is the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
Beer nuts are 49 cents and deer nuts are just under a buck.
Oh my God. Hold on a second.
I'll take this one. What's the advantage of living in Switzerland?
No.
Well, for one thing, the flag is a big plus.
So I used to work for a soft drink can crushing company.
Good gig.
It was so depressing.
Doctor, doctor, you've got to help me. I'm addicted to Twitter. Doctor says I don't follow you. Wow.
That's under the buck.
Good party.
Oh, that was fun.
You know, we were going to
have a Friday party.
We were going to do questions. But I think, let's go out strong.
I think that's good.
I think it's good, too. Besides, who knows? I might need to vacuum water out of my carpet again.
Well, and you also have dinner with the Chubbicks. Don't pretend I don't know.
I'm going to bring this joke sheet. I'll be Mr. Popular. Hey, you know what would be great? Tonight, I'm going actually to see, I'm very excited because I've never seen him do stand-up. Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe Show. I'm going to see him do stand-up. Do you think it would be out of place if before the show I went backstage and handed him the party script and said, feel free to use any of these you like?
It's definitely going to further his career.
Absolutely. That's right.
I thought you were going to ask if it would be okay if you like introduced him. I was like, don't do it.
Hey, you know what would be
really
great?
Don't do it, Rob. Don't do it.
Don't you need an MC tonight? I'm your guy.
You going to wear your jacket?
I couldn't button
challenge that. Challenge show hosting jacket.
Right now, I couldn't button that thing with a staff of tailors at my side.
Oh, who needs button?
If I did button it, that button's going to pop off and take out two eyes and a beer bottle. Sucker's tight. Hey, thank you, Mike O'Mara and Oscar and Tony and everyone at More Broadcasting for letting us do this show. It's been too long. We'll do another one real soon. I promise you, because it's too much fun. Check us out on iTunes. We haven't gotten any reviews lately, and those reviews help us
because we haven't done a show lately.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
We haven't gotten any reviews lately, and if you can hop in and say a few kind words and give us 5 stars, it helps move us back towards the top of the list. So if you can
absolutely
do that, it would be most, most excellent. Katie, I know you did the last 2 segments playing in pain, not just because I did most of the talking, it was your jaw. I hope you're feeling better.
I am. The bruising's starting to go away and everything. It's good.
Very good. Well, thank you, Cookie. I almost called you Katie.
You don't even remember how to end a show.
It's been a long time. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Robbie.
We will see you next week, maybe. So long, everybody.
Toodaloo.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
All right, are you ready? Are you quite ready?
Let me think.
You know what's funny? Immediately after you texted me, Matt Bloom sent me a text that says, when are you doing the next Cake and Cookies? I replied, in about 15 minutes.
He probably thought you were joking.
He probably did.
How weird is that?
Very, very strange.
Wow. Let me turn off my...
Listen, Dan's upset too. He's yelling his head off.
I know.
You know what? But he loves you horribly.
He loves me horribly.
In the worst way.
In the worst way. I'm making his favorite dinner tonight.
Oh, what is it?
We've talked about this. I get the fresh Georgia shrimp.
Oh, yes.
Mm. And I do it in the white wine and lemon and capers.
Are they wacky capers? I think I used that same joke last time. If you say capers, I will always do the same joke. Like a reflex.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Duran Duran has gotten so old, their new song is called The Reflux.
Oh, no.
That's a new one.
Was it good, though?
They were fantastic.
I bet.
Mm.
I tell you, I had a friend that, like, growing up, she was obsessed with The Cure. And she went to and saw them, like, a couple years ago.
Wouldn't it be great if she became a doctor?
She had to leave, like, halfway through crying because she was so upset about how bad they looked.
Oh, no. Crisis.
I was like, what did you expect? At some point, you're supposed to switch from powder to a liquid foundation.